I seen with my own eyes, I experienced, I have deal with a lot of this aging condo problem. I tell you, aging condo is a big problem. Just now I say 1,000 out of 3,750 private residential units are at least 30 years old. I tell you, this new era, right, is also the reason why the next era, which is the new launch, will start to rise up. In the next few years to come, you will see a very big price discrepancy between age. There will be a very big price difference, right, for property that is at least 30 years old and new property. You'll see a very big gap, and this big gap may become unreasonable because aging population, aging condo, not aging population, aging condo is going to be a future problem. So why is government coming out with all these rules now is to actually anticipate this problem coming up. So do not be part of the problem. If you are smart enough, don't go into this kind of condo. It may look cheap. I tell you why people buy. It's very simple. People think it's cheap, big, on-block potential. I tell you, on-block potential doesn't come because, on-block potential, collective sales potential come when the government allows it, because there's a development, I forget what is it called. If the government keep increasing the development cost, then on-block will not happen. One day on-block happen, it's not because the owner of this aging condo earn money.